Before we carry on, we're going to do what's carrying in a minute, but I have to make an announcement because we've had a complaint made against us, and I feel that I need to respond to this. Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The complaint came from a Mr. Ian Whitmill about one of our regular features on the show, and I think that we need to address that now. Mr. Whitmill complains that our feature Oh, What's Occurring has ruined his life. His three-year-old son is now annoying him and everyone at his playgroup by shouting this all the time.
Oh, what's occurring?
That's Josh. So, hi, Josh. He won't let it lie. He just does it all the time.
Oh, Scott Mills, what's occurring?
Quite a lot. So, apologies to Josh's dad, Ian. And, well, let's do it again. Are you ready, Josh? Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's our guessing game quiz today featuring top singer Leona Lewis.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, so I've got three situations we've recorded. Just tell me what happens next. Time for the scores on the doors, the names in the frame. Oh, can we not do that? I don't know what the score is. Can we start in nil again?
Well, it is nil, isn't it? Isn't it a new week? Because we didn't play yesterday.
Okay, and let's add Leona to the scoreboard. And here's your first situation today. Are we all ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Not really, but okay.
It'll be fine.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's just a guessing game quiz, Leona.
All right.
It's not as painful as his singing.
No. Now, you know horse racing?
Yes.
I put a bet on today. I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You must have had someone put a bet on for you.
I went to the bookies across the road. Do you want to see the ticket?
Yeah.
There we are. I've never been to a betting shop before, and there was a slight problem where I filled in the wrong form. Had to be,
Did you fill in one of the bingo things?
Yeah, I filled in Irish Lottery.
Oh, right.
But then the nice person behind the counter showed me what to do, and there it is.
They can be very welcoming betting shops now.
So, what I did was I put £10 on the horse, What's Occurring, which is in the 350 today at Sedgefield.
Okay.
But here's my question to you. How much money did I get back? I put £10 on to win. How much do you think I got back? Becky, first of all.
Are you going to give us the odds?
No.
Oh, nothing.
Well, then it'd be very easy.
Well, yeah, that's what I... nothing. I didn't get lost badly.
Well, you might think that. Okay. Chappers?
Oh, well, that's not fair now, because she said nothing.
Can't you say the same answer?
No, not where Becky's concerned.
I was going to say nothing.
Right,
say nothing.
I'm going to say it was 12 to 1 to win, so I'm going to say you'll have got £130 back.
You think 130? Leona?
I don't really know about betting,
if it won,
you get money, but then if it doesn't, you don't.
Yeah. And Becky's been really unfair because she's taken the losing one.
I don't think anything. Can
you
I say the same?
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
All right, special rules for Leo.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is What's Occurring, the horse running in the 350 at Sedgefield. Come on, my son!
The Greenhall, the first to go on from the grey, Finlay in second. Then third towards the outside with the sheepskin nose bend. That's the odds-on favourite, Vivona Hill. Towards the inside, What's Occurring takes quite a hold, disputes third place. Going up towards the top of the hill for the first time. Cardona on the inside, we've got Bite Size. Then behind this one is What's Occurring, still held up towards the rear, Southern Ness. Sheridine in the dark blue with the mauve sleeves by about half a length from the grey, Finlay in second. Running third on the inside in the striped sleeves is What's Occurring, the red and black half colours of the favourite, Vivona Hill, in the sheepskin noseband is fourth. And Sheridine the leader, but only just by half a length from the grey. Finlay in second. Third towards the inside is What's Occurring. Sheridine taking them along by three parts of a length from the grey, Finlay on the outside. Third on the inside is What's Occurring. Fourth in the sheepskin noseband, the odds-on favourite, Vivona Hill. Plenty of chances as they go down the far side with virtually a four-way tie for the lead.
Is it a long race?
The inside, the grey is Finlay. Finley. In the red and black half colours, Vivona Hill, and up on the outside, Khan Dona. That's the leading four. In the stripes, Southern S lobbing along on the heels of the leaders. What's occurring is right there as well.
Lobbing
so
along.
All to play for as they come back towards us. Here they come down towards the last furlong now. And it's just Sharadine from the favourite Vivona Hill this side. On the far side, Southern S. Right behind in fourth is Finley. A three-way tie for the lead. Now Vivona Hill.
Where's your horse gone?
It is front. Vivona Hill, but here again comes Sharadine. On the inside, it's Southern S. It's, and also right there is Sharadine. Sharadine just the leader. This is going to be close. Sharadine wins a thriller from the favourite Vivona Hill in second. Southern S is third. And in fourth, Finley. What a race.
What? Yeah, what a load of rubbish.
Your horse wasn't mentioned for about the last 2 minutes of that commentary.
Actually, I think you'll find it was third at one point, Leona.
Yeah.
But then it kind of slipped away. So, sorry, that's bad. So, Chappa said 130, Becky said nothing, Leona said nothing. So, Leona wins that round.
No. What's the curtain?
There's your betting slip back.
Thank you. Yay. I lost a tenner. Right, here's the next one. You know Strictly Come Dancing?
Yeah.
Ever seen it?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, I thought you were only allowed to watch the X Factor.
No.
You know the lovely Tess Daly?
Yeah.
She's nice.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
But do you know the word I like her saying more than any other word?
No.
It's couples.
Couples?
Yeah. Go on, say it, Leona.
Couples.
Couples. You couples. Say it.
Couples.
Mm-hmm. Couples. That's what she says.
She doesn't say like Paul Daniels. That's like,
yeah. It's very noticeable.
Okay.
Right.
Couples.
Couples. My question for you, my friend today, and you, Leona, as well. How many times does Tess Daly say
couples?
Couples. During last Saturday's Strictly Come Dancing. Leona, what do you think?
Oh, how many couples are there left?
I don't know how many couples there are.
No. So, I think, yeah, she must have said it. No, because she wouldn't say it every time they came on. But, I'd say, at a guess, don't we get, like, options like A, B,
no,
C?
No, see, it's harder than it looks, this game, isn't
hard.
It?
Just have a guess.
All right. Four times.
Four times.
Yeah.
Chappers.
23.
23 times. Becky.
Nine.
Nine times. Okay, then let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Tess Daly, but how many times does she say
couples?
Anyway, our couples are once again waiting to show you why they are still in the competition.
Couple number two.
We've got three couples in joint top position with the judges. Two couples.
Couple number four.
Our nine couples are dancing to keep their place in the competition.
Couple number six.
And once again, our couples will each perform a different dance.
Couple number eight.
And the two couples with the lowest overall score will have to perform again. Two couples have performed and there's still all this to come. Five couples have performed, so let's have a look at the judges' leaderboard. All nine couples have danced. Keep voting for your favourite couple. The lines close at 9 o'clock. So make sure that you do vote for the couple that you want to keep later on. To find out which two couples will battle it out in the dance-off. And we'll have a special dance from the world number one ranked Latin American couple.
That was 17 times.
Wow.
So Chappers gets the point.
Oh. What's occurring?
Right, so
this could be my week.
Yeah. Becky's out. It's one all. Leona and Chappers. You know Bob the Builder?
Mm-hmm.
He got Barack Obama elected, didn't he? Yes, he did. Do you remember? He was going, yes, we can. But did you know he's actually...
What?
He did. He got Barack Obama elected. Because Barack Obama stole his catchphrase. Yes, we can.
Oh, right, okay.
He's an actual friend of mine, Bob the Builder.
Not Barack Obama.
No, we go back quite a few years. Here's me talking to him earlier. Hello, actual Bob the Builder.
Hello, Scotty.
How are you?
I'm
very well, thank you very much. Yes, I've been very, very busy.
Have you? What have you been doing?
Well, of course, I've been recording a nice album. It's been very difficult going into a studio because we're not very tall and they had to put boxes down for us to reach the microphones.
Yes, I heard you've got a new record.
Yes, it's very good. It's a lot of fun.
What's on it, then?
Well, we have a few sort of, well, if you like, I'm not sure what the term means, but apparently there are a few rave tracks on it. Wendy and I have never been to a rave, but apparently they're really good fun. And of course there's some country and western style music from Farmer Pickles.
Oh, amazing.
And we got some gentle ballads and some lovely little cryy numbers. Ones that you need to get the tissue out for because they're a little bit sad.
I suppose you can't go to a rave because you've got to be up quite early in the morning, haven't you?
Builder's Lot is not a happy one. We have to be up very early in the morning. We get to bed very late and it's all very physical, as you well know.
How would I know that? Anyway,
exactly.
He's a nice man.
Aww.
I think Leona found that a little bit weird.
I'm a bit freaked out by that.
Do you want to hear his, do you want to hear his new single?
Is it Ravy?
Yeah, yeah. Now gather round and hear me out. This dance will make you sing and shout. Don't get all tied up in knots.
Just get a fish and a cardboard box. Okay, now we're going to teach you how to really fish in a cardboard box. One, big fish, little fish.
One, two, three, four. Big fish. Big fish. Your comments, please, Leona. I thought so.
I don't
so.
Know who that appeals to.
Did you turn that down when it was offered to you?
Back to the quiz.
Yeah.
How good a builder do you think Bob actually is? I asked Bob the Builder to name as many tools as he could in 30 seconds. How many do you think he managed? Chappers.
Three.
Leona?
Four.
Oh, she's playing tactical now.
Oh, yes. Wait.
And Becky.
Five.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Bob the Builder. How many tools could he get? All you have to do for me, Bob the Builder,
yes,
is name as many tools as you can in 30 seconds. Are you up for this?
I'm very up for that, yes.
Okay, starting now.
A saw, a spanner, a screwdriver, a drill, a jackhammer, a ladder, a paintbrush, a paint bucket, a sander, a chisel, obviously a hammer, a mallet, which I use often for using woodwork, what's the thing, Scotty, I'm all scrambled,
That's 30 seconds.
Oh, I got quite a lot out though, Scotty.
He did really well.
He did well.
Do builders always call you Scotty?
Yeah, it's just a thing they do.
Yeah.
It was 12, so everyone has 1 point each today.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. Leona's got one, Shaffer's got one, Becky's got one.
Yay.
Thanks for playing our stupid game, Leona.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, whatever. And thanks for coming in today. It's been lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Leona, yay.
Thank you.